Oh, you were right on the edge. I was just about to adjourn.
No, the business in this case is to somebody to lay out to me what exactly is going to go on with specifications now, so that the people in this room have some idea of when they're going to learn whether or not they have a job or not.
Well, my understanding of what we discussed is that we will send a letter to the letter as outlined to the service. I think that the regional administrator has already indicated trying to work with us on this. I think we will look at some of the possibilities of perhaps, you know, some interim action. We will also be waiting to see what comes out of the assessment update on codfish, and secondarily what comes out of the SSC. There may be some ways for us to craft some measures that have some mitigation in them, and we would bring that, or those would be discussed at the groundfish committee meeting the day, I think it's the day after the SSC meeting, the week before the council meeting, and then those would come, recommendations would come to the council.
All right, so the goal is, or the plan is, that someday in the January council meeting, people will know what they get to catch.
Correct.
Okay. Just so you folks in the audience all know that there will be one day where you will be able to come and find out whether or not you still have a job.
Anything else for the council? Dr. Pierce.
Just a final point regarding the specifications that we'll be looking at in January. I'll just express now what I've alluded to today, and that is my disappointment that the framework, the specifications process has been built on a database, on an analysis that really doesn't give us a true idea of the socioeconomic impacts specific to individual fishermen. We are managing the groundfish fishery for the most part with individual quotas, and therefore any analyses that describes impacts on vessel types or on ports is really inadequate and just points out to the fact that we have a catch share management program that was poorly designed to begin with, and we continue to build on it by not really knowing the consequences of our actions on individual fishermen.
And my only comment on that, Dr. Pierce, is that once somebody gets the confidentiality rule changed, then there's a possibility of changing that. But before then, it is something that is just not going to happen. Thank you all, and I hope you all enjoy the holidays.